Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist in its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Is up, everybody. It's me, Miss Sarah Irene, coming back for the second season of Hip Hop's Love Letter. So if you guys are first time listeners, dang, you guys are in for a good show. I got a good playlist going on. If you guys did not know, but I'm pretty sure you guys did know, Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and what better day to start off Hip Hop's Love Letter on this beautiful Wednesday night. It is 8 o'clock, so I changed my schedule. I am no longer on Monday nights, so tell everybody I'm starting the new nights, Wednesday nights, 8 to 10. It's about to be cracking for sure this whole semester. I'm going to play some real good hip hop, some real good R&B. I'm going to make you fall in love with music all over again, and for sure it's going to be on this whole semester. I'm really glad that you guys are listening in right now. If you're not listening live, you're probably listening to my podcast, which I greatly appreciate as well. Just let me give you a little bit of a background on my show. My show was last semester. It was called Hip Hop's Love Letter. I'm doing it again. And real talk, I'm just playing good music. And I really appreciate everyone who's tuning in, who likes to listen to my show and me all love and supporting me every day. So besides the fact that today's theme is like a V-Day Valentine's Day special, I'm just gonna be playing some really good jams. So I really hope that you guys stay tuned, because I am basically gonna hook you up fat, and hopefully you guys have some Valentines out there. And if you don't, it's okay, because you know what? You can still have fun on Valentine's Day. You can still spend some good time with your family or your friends. Maybe you do got a boo. And if you got a boo, dang, good job for you. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to be without a boo on Valentine's Day? As for myself, I mean, you know, I got a little something going on. So, you mean, you don't got to worry about me. I'm joking. Anyways, so I guess we'll get into this playlist. You know, I'm gonna play this song because I was at my girl's house on Saturday, and you know, we're just vibing, we're playing some good music, and I decided to play this song, and it got the, you know, got the little kick it, little function going on. So for sure I'm gonna play this jam, and I know you guys are gonna like it. And this is for all those heads that, you know, couldn't help it, but they're just still in love. I can't get your tenderness. Still, I can't get you off my mind. What is it about you, baby?
I love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
Well, I'm a hustler and a player, and you know I'm not to stay. That's a dirty, dirty love. Understand that the man is just a man. That's a dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
That's the love of God.
You don't know how to let me.
I and I know no time for no kiss up, no
not
charm.
Not even how to kiss me.
I do me take your liquor out myself.
I don't know why.
Hey, baby girl. Love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
Well, I'm a hustler and a player, and you know I'm not to stay. That's a dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love.
Yes. I mean, it happens. Sometimes, I mean, you can't help it. Sometimes you are still in love with somebody, and I mean, I don't know. This track has always been the best track for me. I want to give a shout out to my girl Mickey, because I know for sure that this brings back good memories of high school. And anyways, so my next track is gonna be Sexy Love by Ne-Yo. And the reason why I decided to play that song is because you're sexy and I'm the love. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm just playing. Anyways, so it's a good track. Gonna do a little bit more hip-hop, R&B, and then we're gonna go down to the slow jams a little bit later. But I know for sure I'm gonna get you guys in the mood. You don't understand the type of playlist I got going on for you. But anyways, this is Ne-Yo. Bye. Yeah, bye, Ne-Yo. And it's called Sexy Love. I hope you guys enjoy it. Singing, please ignore that. Yes, that's a very good song by Ne-Yo, Sexy Love. And this is another good song, Lloyd featuring The Dream. It's called I Need Love. And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely feeling this song. I know for a fact, Lloyd was thinking about me when he was writing this song. So, are you boys? I don't know. What's up? What's up with Valentine's Day?
I promise that I won't be wasting your time. I'm trying to give you everything that's mine. You're my counterpoint and I'm trying to draw the line. And if I'm wrong, in hell, let me be blind. Be my baby, be my girl, be my shawty, be my world, be my any and everything that I adore. This future of ours, baby, I'm really looking forward to. Oh. There's a man that I wanna be. Can't be him without you with me. Oh, your love is all I need. Baby, I hope you feel the same way. Don't let me waste the whole day. You got me singing like
y'all. Anyways, this is your girl, Miss Sarah Irene. You are listening to Hip Hop's Love Letter. I am playing the best music ever. I'm joking. Anyways, this is a nice track by Zuele. Talking about, girl, I think I love you. And I don't know about y'all, but I mean, I got this song dedicated to me once upon a time. And for sure, it was kisses all day for him.
We've been together less than a week, but I swear it seems like 2 years at least. Whether face to face or over the phone, when I hear your voice, I'm right at home. You're so beautiful, more than a man could ever want, girl. Cameras to see if I'm being pawned. Ain't no sense in lying to you or to myself. Oh, I know it's early, it's early. I know it's soon, soon. But truth be told, I think I love. It's you. Unexpected, so out of the blue. But I gotta let you know that I think I love. You're so down, you're
your girl, Miss Sarah Irene. And basically, hip-hop's love letter is back full in action every Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. It's no longer Monday nights from 6 to 8. It's Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. And if you guys want to call in, I mean, if you really, I mean, you want to talk to me, which is completely understandable because a lot of people like to talk to me. I'm joking. Anyways, if you want to talk to me, feel free to call in. 415-338-1532 is the number. Not only that, but if you go onto my MySpace, my hip hop's love letter, KSFS MySpace, you can chat with me online. There's a Meebo account on my page, which allows you to basically chat with me. If you want to talk to me, for sure, I'm here. I have the computer right in front of me, so no doubt about it. We can, you know, conversate if you guys are too shy to call in. But the number is 415-338-1532 if you did not know. But anyways, I am going to start out the whole love letter segment a little early today. I have this letter, and it's actually not even like from some, I mean, it's from somebody, but it's actually from an artist. And I really hope you guys know who this artist is, and if you don't, it's okay. Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to, you know, educate you with a little bit more hip-hop. So, yeah. I'm going to read this verse. And it's one of my favorite verses from this artist because it speaks from the heart. And I really enjoy it. And hopefully I don't stutter. And hopefully I don't mess up the words. Because I have a really bad speech impediment. And I can't read very well. So, here it goes. So, don't make fun of me. All right. I want you. Cause you make my heart skip like the beat that I drum to. I want to be the one you run to when pain confronts you. You're everything. Sometimes I get nervous when I'm in front of you. You can hear it in my voice when I ask you if you're comfortable. Look how love do. I practice the art of war for you like Sun Tzu. Come through and arouse you every morning like the sun do. If you black out and collapse, I want to help you to come to. Notice, I haven't yet gotten to what I want from you. I want you to come to when I come through and make you shine like the sun do. I want you to be the valley from my river to the run through. You're everything. Send your soul through your lips to my heart. Sweet music will start. I want you to be the muse for my art. When people try to rip us apart, we got to work to stay together. Go through seasons of love, never change with the weather. This is my wish list, what I want, not what I need. There's a difference. These days, I'm learning that the words got more power, so I'ma be specific. So, who is that artist? Please let me know. Do you guys know? Please let me know. Do you know? If you don't, it's okay. It's completely understandable. But if you don't know, shoot, I'll just play it for you. Cause yeah, that's what I do. So I play music, and here it goes. In a second, where'd it go? Oh no, it's not good. This always happens to me. Okay, I got it. Here we go. It's by Talib Kweli. I hope you guys did know it, and it's called "Talk to You." So hopefully you guys enjoy this song just as much as I do. Because it's a very great jam. Good hip-hop song. Good R&B song. Jazz and whatnot. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking. I'm talking too much. All right, bye.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah. Can I talk to you? Skip the beat that it drummed to. I want to be the one you run to when pain confronts you. You're everything. Sometimes I get nervous when I'm in front of you. You can hear it in my voice when I ask you if you're comfortable. Look how love do. I practice the art of war for you like Sun Tzu. come through and arouse you every morning like the sun do. If you black out and collapse, I want to help you to come to. Notice I haven't yet gotten to what I want from you. I want you to come to when I come through and make you shine like the sun do. I want you to be the valley for my river to run through. You're everything, say your soul through your lips to my heart. Sweet music a star, I want you to be the muse for my art. When people try to rip us apart, we gotta work to stay together. Go through the seasons of love and never change with the weather. This is my wish list, what I want, not what I need. There's a difference. These days I'm learning words got power, so I'ma be specific. Word.
So that was Talib Kweli, the beginning of Talk to You. And yeah, it's very poetic. I enjoy that song a lot. And I also enjoy this song right here. It's Diary by the beautiful Alicia Keys. I mean, and if you don't know, she got helped by Tony Tone back in the days. And the beginning starts off beautifully like this. Feel the need to express yourselves on KSFS, and you are more than welcome to, because this is KSFS Radio Free For All, and anybody and everybody who wants to say something is more than welcome to say something. And if you want to call in, the number is 415-338-1532. I'm Miss Sarah Irene, and we're back with Hip Hop's Love Letter. And since no one, because the season just started, wrote me a love letter to read to the audience, I decided that I am going to read two pieces of mine. I recently just wrote a continuation of like a piece that I wrote about 3 years back, and it was called Dear Love. And I kind of got it from the whole Music Soulchild, when he's singing to love, he's like, love, so many things. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. Music Soul Child Love. And it's all there for you. But anyways, so I wrote this about 3 years ago when I was a little younger and a little little more naive and kind of brokenhearted and just kind of going through the average getting over a breakup situation. And yeah, so I wrote this and I wrote another piece, which I'm going to read later on, which reflects back on this one. So it's a little different and I'm going to share it with you guys. So this is my hip hop's love letter, dear love letter segment for all of you lovely listeners out there. And yeah, okay, so I'm going to start it off. And it goes, dear love. Hello. So it has come to my attention that it's the month of February now, and all of those silly kids are going around asking people for Valentines. But to be honest, I'd rather talk to you, if you don't mind. So here I go. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. Well, first off, what gives you the right to bring two people together the way you do? You start off with attractions and smiles, with long conversations and giggles. You let these people open up with kisses and holding of hands. Then you let them fall deeply into each other like there's no escape. And those feelings are true and right. They never disappear, but build strong towers of trust and honest and loyalty. You bring joy on the rainiest, coldest days. No other conversation seems to match the emotion, the presence of that one person. Well then, if that's the case, why do you bring two people together and then tear them apart? Why would you bring someone, another person, and make him or her your world, then have it be so that this world can be destroyed? I thought you were supposed to be good to people. Isn't it you that stops wars and tragedies? Isn't it you that brings people together? Aren't you the gift from the Lord? He gave us you. So then, why do you use your power in such ways? Such pleasure, such emotion, such joy, only does it then bring pain in the end when there is no more left of you to be shared. Just some random thoughts of mine. You know my heart, you know my thoughts, and you know my situations. Sorry if I have no longer looked after you and wish to be taken over by your beauty. I've let you once take over this heart of mine. I did it with no barriers, no reason at all to ignore you. Yet, love, you have let me down. I trusted you, I honored you, and I tried to be what you are to me. Yet you just stand there staring back to me. I'm sorry I walk past you and look down upon you the way I do. I just can't seem to help it, love. But do me a favor. As much as I ignore your presence, I still think of you from time to time, and I still wish you let me forget the pain that you have brought. I wish I could enjoy you like I once have. And in time, yes, I will take you back, love. I trust you, love. Just not yet. Not now. Too soon for this heart of mine to deal with your emotions, your happiness. That joy you bring, yes, is very much addictive, but I'd rather not give in to your temptation. So I ask you this, love. I ask you to still honor those that share you. I ask you to remind those who have found you not to forget what you are. I ask you to teach others to learn how to use you for good. I ask you to remind those that have found you that they need you in their relationship to grow healthy. I ask you to make them realize that without honesty, loyalty, friendship, and respect, you are nothing. I ask you to remind them that you should be put first in all circumstances. I ask you to keep those who have found you together and that they shall never part. I ask you to keep them alive and happy, to keep them fulfilled with what you bring them today and tomorrow. And I ask you to forgive as well, to those who have taken advantage of you and that have misused you, love, because they are far too young to understand the concept of your truth. They are far too innocent to realize that your love has more control than what they believe. Oh yes, and I almost forgot. I ask you to search for those who have yet to know you, because I feel as those are the people who need you the most, love. I can only imagine such solitude they live in. Bring them your essence. That's about it for now, love. I guess I'll see you around. In my parents' eyes and in my friends' hearts. I'll see you around when I see others holding hands and when they gave each other those stares in each other's eyes. I'll see you. Because you already know how much I try to ignore you, love. I'll wait till you disappear out of this heart of mine. And one day, I'll find your truth again. One day, you'll give me a reason to use you the way I did before. Till then, Sarah Irene. So anyways, that was that was my little version of Dear Love. And yeah, so I wrote that about 3 years ago when I was just an itty-bitty 18-year-old. And now that I'm a 21-year-old, things have sort of changed. I decided to write love again, but I also decided to read that a little later. So we're going to get back to this playlist and hopefully you enjoy it, because I'm over here enjoying it and I hope that you are enjoying it as well. So I'm going to play Donnell Jones, You Know That I Love You, because you know that I love you, because this is hip-hop's love letter, and what do I do best? I give love. Anyways, so enjoy this song. I hope that one day you have a special boy or girl dedicate the song to you, because if they do, that means something.
You know that I love you, and that ain't gonna change. And though you're not here with me now, my love for you stays the same.
You know that I love you. And this next track is a part of the throwback track of the week. It's from the lovely sexy boys, the group called Shy, and it's If I Ever Fall in Love. And the next song after that will be Baby I'm Yours, and I hope you guys enjoy it, because I know that man, someday if you ever fall in love with somebody, you gotta make sure that they're your friend first.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi, I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever fall
in love again, I will be
sure that the lady is a friend.
Like you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The very next time you be my friend, if I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever fall
in love again,
so true. I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Headlines, hip hop news coming at you live here on Hip Hop's Love Letter from 8 to 10 on Wednesday nights. And if you want to call in, make sure you call in because I have a phone right here and it hasn't rung once and it's kind of sad. And I want to give out a shout out to my homeboy Armand because he's chatting with me online on the Hip Hop's Love Letters MySpace site. And if you guys are out there and you guys are in front of a computer listening to my show, I don't know, you should be chatting with me as well, because, I mean, hello, I'm right here, I got a computer in front of me. Anyway, so, this is the big news that has been going on since the Grammys, the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna situation, which is kind of sad. I mean, it's really sad. I really, honestly, I don't know what to think about it at this point. I'm kind of still on my toes about it, because, shoot, like, honestly, I can't picture my baby, Chris Brown, you know, hitting his girl like that. So, anyway, so this is a little article I found. And it says, Chris Brown's investigation continues. Rihanna has left Cedars Medical Center. Her departure came on Monday night using a decoy to throw off media as she exited through the back. According to reports, Rihanna is now in Barbados, recovering from injuries she suffered during the alleged argument with her former boyfriend, Chris Brown. Various news and gossip websites have reported that Rihanna was badly bruised, noting everything from scratches to bite marks and some bruises and or contusions on her face and body. The details of the matter have not been officially given. Most of the information out is currently speculated or reports from unnamed sources. Due to the events that have transpired, Rihanna has been forced to cancel to make some cancellations, according to thepeople.com. The singer has had to cancel concerts, says sources. The most recent concert cancellation involves one in Indonesia. So, shoot, man. Man, Rihanna and Chris Brown, that is crazy. I really hope that Rihanna's doing better. I have a caller. Hello, you are on the air. Matt, who's speaking? Hello? Hello. Hello. Oh, man. Are you there? No? Yes, no, maybe so. Oh, okay. Try back again. Maybe it'll work. Anyway, so, yeah, so basically, Rihanna and Chris Brown got at it, and I feel really, really, really bad, and I really hope that, I mean, you already got people pulling deals off of Chris Brown's, like, Double Mint Gum commercial, and I mean, it just looks bad, and it looks, it's sad. It's a sad case, because, you know, physical abuse in a relationship is definitely not needed, and if it's a young man like Chris Brown, who has a bunch of, you know, what's called fans, then, I mean, that's just really all bad, and I really am hoping for the best in the situation, because I can't see myself, you know, I can't see myself disliking Chris Brown. And if it has to come to the case that he has violated a woman, then, I mean, it will really break my heart, and I won't be able to look at him the same way, and it will be a very unfortunate situation. But I really hope the best for all of that. Shoot, Rihanna, I don't know what to say. I hope you didn't start it. I'm joking. Anyways, all right. So 50 Cent and Kanye West discuss homosexuality in hip-hop, apparently. If Kanye West thought his new hairdo wouldn't catch a few haters, he must have forgotten about 50 Cent. Speaking with MTV, the G-Unit leader gave his take on Yee's mullet. And, well, as a secret woman... Oh, and another secret woman Wes is allegedly known intimately. Since their album sales battle in 2007, 50 Cent has been critical of nearly all of the Kanye's actions, with his new mullet being on his new mullet being an easy target. I wouldn't wear that thing on the back of my head, the shag joint. It's different. It's something you would see maybe in the Village, 50 joke. While Ye has made claims of being inspired by gays in his dress style, 50 Cent is confident the self-proclaimed Louis Vuitton Don is not gay himself. He states, I actually don't believe Kanye West is gay. He might be sensitive, trying, trisexual, but I know he's not gay. So, yeah, that's 50 Cent's take on Kanye West's new hairdo. Anyways, that's ridiculous. So, Questlove talks to D'Angelo, talks about D'Angelo Project on the 11th Ruth album. And this article states, while the Roots can now count on their new gig as Jimmy Fallon's house band to pay the bills, their love for music is still as strong as ever. In the recent interview with WeeklyDig.com, Questlove touched on his work with D'Angelo as well as the next Roots project. What was once seen as a shelved project, D'Angelo has plans to release his follow-up 2000 Voodoo this year. Quest, who has worked side-by-side with the R&B singer on several past projects, will also make his mark on D'Angelo's new disc. The last I touched this record was in 2004, and that was when he was going all the way rock, Questlove said. However, I believe, at least in our conversation, that he did 100% just actually a clean... He's a clean slate. One of the last elements to be added, which basically means he's at least more than halfway done, which D'Angelo speaks is a miracle. So congratulations, D'Angelo. I really hope to hear your record, your album sometime soon. And if Questlove's on it, I mean, you know it's about to crack. You know it's about to be a good album. Anyways, so yeah, we'll get back to this playlist. And yeah, this is a good track right here. It's a Ninth Wonder little bit, Sweetest Language. And what is the sweetest language, y'all? It's love. It really is. So this is Hip Hop's Love Letter. Call my show. 415-338-1532. Chat on me. Chat with me online. Whatever it is. You know I'm here. All right.
Yeah.
that was John Legend, They Don't Know. And, I mean, John Legend, what am I talking about? That was John B. Wow. I'm tripping. But anyways, my girl, Diane, just called. Diane, say hi to all the listeners. Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
You're all excited. Yeah, so Diane, today I'm doing a little Valentine's special hip-hop's love letter. I mean, I'm always romantic and playing all these, you know, nice romantic tracks anyways. But, yeah, so basically I'm doing a whole Valentine's little dilly. And I was hoping if you wouldn't mind expressing your love to somebody, if you love somebody, because I'm pretty positive you love somebody out there.
Yeah, I love my boyfriend, Ben. Actually left the state of California, the nice warm weather, to be in Iowa where it's cold again. Yesterday it was 50 degrees, nice and sunny. I was wearing a, you know, little zip up, and I was eating ice cream outside.
That is
walking
to
class.
That is what's
and
up.
And today I have to wear like 5 coats because it's cold again. It's ridiculous. I'm not kidding. It's bad. But right now actually, we went to go eat. We spent our Valentine's Day on Wednesday because we don't believe in Valentine's Day.
So you guys aren't going to do anything on Valentine's Day, actually? Like, the actual Valentine's Day? You're not going to do nothing?
Together as a couple, no. I'm going to go... my friend actually won a prize with, like, a Mary Kay special deal or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go with, like, 5 girls, and we're going to go get, like, facials and kind of, like, a makeover type deal. So that'll be fun. But then Ben has work in the evening, so he doesn't get off till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, dang. So, well, okay.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
You just totally cut out.
Oh, did? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
No.
That sucks. Well, you're talking to me.
No, I can kind of hear you. That's why.
Okay, well,
there you go. That's better.
Yeah, you hear me now? Okay. I have an idea. Yeah. After I put my podcast on... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
So after I upload my show onto my podcast, I'm going to have you play like the end of my show, and it's going to be a lot of love-making slow jams if you get my idea out there. So, you know, still could put the love in the air for Valentine's Day, even though you guys aren't going to spend the day together.
Well, we're on Friday night. I have something special planned for Benjamin. So,
oh, okay.
I'll do it then.
So, you have a friend out there, and tell him I said what's up, because he's supposedly supposed to be my Valentine. But I don't know how that's gonna work if he's all the way in Iowa and I'm all the way over here in California.
Well, sir, he's working hard. He's getting a present for you.
Are you serious?
He's carrying around his CD thing, and he's going to try and make you something.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I know.
Well, you tell that boy over there that, you know, I'm waiting for him patiently, and hopefully he'll come to California sometime.
Oh, he's planning on it. Don't worry. He is. Every time I see him, he's like, hey, you talked to Sarah lately? I go, no, not today. And he goes, oh, well, I texted her last night, but she didn't reply. And that's cool. Like, I knew that she wouldn't. It was not a big deal, but man. I want to go to California for you and her, especially her. I'm like, okay.
Wow. That's crazy.
Dang. He is heads over heels for you.
I mean, Dan, who isn't? I'm joking. I'm joking. Anyways, we're going to get back to this playlist. And thank you again for calling, Diane. I'm gonna call you a little later if you don't mind.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, I love you, love. And have a great week. And I hope your semester is still going good. Stay strong.
Oh. I will. I need to.
All right, girl.
All right, love you.
I love you, too.
All right. All bye. Right,
bye. So that was my girl, Diane. She calls in all the... Oops. Press the off button. That was my girl, Diane. She calls in all the time. And, yeah, so I also want to give a shout-out to Sandy. Sandy Santos. She's listening to my show as well. And if you guys are listening, man, just go on my Meebo account on my MySpace, my KSFS... Hip Hop's Love Letter MySpace. It's there. You guys can chat with me right now. Or you could call in just like Diane did. So this is a track by Jagged Edge. And it is a good track, might I add. It's called I Gotta Be. It's a real old school track. And if you don't know, you know now.
to see if I'm awake or not.
If you feel what I feel, could it be
you and me?
That was Jagged Edge, I Gotta Be. And then this next track is called Say It, and it's by Voices of Theory. And it's another beautiful song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Just say it.
So that was Voices of Theory called Say It, and man, that song is just so romantic, if you ask me. You got my heart pumping over here. Anyways, man, you guys, I completely forgot to tell you that I fell in love over winter break. Yes, Miss Sarah Irene herself, the hopeless romantic, fell in love. And I am not joking with you right now. Like, it's ridiculous how happy I am. Like, I can't explain it. So, I know I'm a little late with the whole reading of the Twilight series. And I know it's kind of a little teeny bopperish. But, I mean, it's a great series. And if you are a hopeless romantic like myself, then you should definitely invest some money in buying these books. Because, I mean, the Twilight series is on point. Like, it got a little bit of a grown woman attitude in there in the end, and it's very romantic. And I mean, it might be talking about vampires and werewolves, but shoot, any vampire who wants to fall in love with me is more than welcome to, because those boys is just, that boy is just too, yeah, can't explain it. I just can't explain it. You just gotta read it. And if you're a dude out there and you're like, what is she talking about? I would suggest you read it as well, because you don't know. It might be hooking you up with some pointers. And I'm over here just talking about books. Anyways, I thought about it, and I went on to one of the quote sites, and I was going to read a quick quote to just give you a little bit of a taste of this. And I don't know, you might be laughing at me, but it's me. I don't care, because I'm just doing my show. I'm just trying to have a good time. And so I'm gonna read one of the quotes, and it it goes like this. Don't laugh at me. All right, it goes, I was stunned by his unexpected electricity that flowed through me, amazed that it was possible to be more aware of him than I already was, a crazy impulse to reach over and touch him, to stroke his perfect face just once in the darkness, nearly overwhelmed me. So I guess that's not even like a really good quote. I just like really quickly just logged on to something. So I'll probably hook you up with some more quotes throughout the semester, because I am for sure like rereading this whole series, because I mean, I really did just fall in love. I can't explain it. Like, I haven't been like this content with being like single and like in love with an imaginary situation. If you will, whatever, I don't care, forget it. We'll forget what I just talked about. This is really embarrassing now. Whatever, I don't care. You see me, you hear me. I have a big smile on my face, so you know I'm happy. So, whatever. Alright, so we'll get back to this playlist. And then I'll come back and I'll read the second segment to my dear love letter. My dear love letter that I wrote to love itself. I'll go ahead and do that. And the next song is I Belong to You by Rome, and I hope you enjoy it. And I have to change CDs so I can put this on my podcast. And if you want to listen to my podcast, you are more welcome. You are more than welcome to listen to my podcast and listen to my show all over again. And I'll talk about that later. But anyways, here it is. Here it is, Rome.
Every time I see your face, it makes me wanna sing. And every time I think about your love, it drives me crazy.
What's wrong with your boyfriend? Ah, come on. He holds the key to your heart, but he don't love you, baby, baby, like I do.
To me, isn't he? And to you, all you hip-hop love letter listeners out there, that was I Belong to You by Rome. And man, if you're lucky, you might just, you know, possibly let me serenade you to that song, because I love singing that song right there. And anyways, so we're back here, hip-hop's love letter, Miss Sarah Irene, Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. And if you want to call in, 415-338-1532, and I'm here. And I'm also chatting with people on my Hip Hop's Love Letter MySpace Meebo account. So if you guys are on, make sure you guys tune in. Hit me up. I'm here. But let me clear my throat a little bit. I was going to read the second segment of my Dear Love Letter segment. So this is... I read a poem, not even a poem, it was more like a piece to love about 30 or 40 minutes ago. And I wrote that 3 years ago. And now I wrote a different one. And it was a little bit more optimistic. It was a little more grown, I would say, because I was just kind of aggravated. And I was, you know, really hurt at the time. And, you know, I'm really not anymore. Or feeling that way. So my attitude and my look on love is completely different. And who knows, maybe three years down the road I'll be married and it'll be completely different. Or maybe I'll be like, I don't know, completely heartbroken. So it doesn't really matter. But either way, at this point in my life, I am completely satisfied with what I got. And hopefully you guys are too. And I hope that you guys have someone to spend Valentine's Day with this Saturday. And if you don't, remember, you do have friends out there that are just as single as you are. So, shoot, go to the club. I mean, go to a bar. Kick it with some friends. Do something. Go to the movies. You don't have to sit at home on this national give your significant other a Valentine card holiday. You don't even have to waste money. You don't have to do anything. So, shoot, give them somebody flowers. Pick a flower. My roommate just made a Valentine herself. Like, she handcrafted this beautiful little Valentine, and it's super cute. And if you guys want to do that, shoot, go ahead, go do it, because That's what needs to be done. It needs to come from the heart. And I hope you guys are doing that for your significant others and your boos and your babies and your baby mamas. And anyways, so I'm gonna read this dear love letter that I wrote. I actually just wrote this recently, and I feel comfortable with you guys to read it. So I hope that you guys enjoy it. You know, it's a little personal, not too personal, but I mean, I feel comfortable with myself and with whatever I'm going through. So I hope that you guys enjoy this, and here it goes. Dear love, I know it's been like, what, 3 years or so since I've spoken to you? And I know that the last time we talked, I was at a different stage in my life. I was a little bit harsh, might I add. It seemed easy for me to blame you for the things that were out of my hands and beyond my control. I know now that I was just a confused little girl in her desperation to find some type of reason for such injustice in relationships. I just had so many questions for you, and I just truly couldn't understand you. I mean, I understood you and how you worked, how you controlled my heart, my sight, and my emotions. I just didn't know why things ended up the way they did. I mean, I gave all of myself for this one person. I opened myself up for a chance to experience you, love, for the very first time. I mean, I honestly tried to make it work time and time again, and I just ended up with the same ending result. I guess that's why they call it a first love. 'Cause really, is the world's percentage of first loves, what are they, like, do they even succeed? I'm not trying to bombard you with questions, though. I'm just here to ask, or I'm just here. Because, well, it's sort of funny because, well, I'm back here again. I mean, I'm not really confused or hurt or regretting anything. I just wanted to talk to you, you know? I mean, maybe you don't believe me or anything, but I swear to you, I tried it again. I mean, well, at least I could say I opened my heart to you again, I mean, but I seen you coming. It's just from afar, but I mean, not that far, but like semi-close. Okay, you were right there in front of me. And don't get me wrong, it was great and beautiful sort of finding you again. Well, almost. I mean, the beginning part of you, love. I mean, it was nice for what it was worth. It gave me a glimpse of the future, at least, you know? It was falling in love with you, but I just didn't have enough time to truly fall in love with you again. If you ask me, it was probably the best thing. It was probably the best thing I didn't get to that point. That sounds bad. No, what I mean to say is I couldn't have asked for any more than what it was you were trying to send me this way again. I appreciated it for how long it lasted. It opened my eyes to what I remember what you were and how I should look for that portion of you, love, the goodness of you. But maybe because of these past few experiences, I realize maybe I'm just not ready for you yet. I mean, you at the whole entire package deal. I mean, come on now. Think about it. I already sing, dance, smile, giggle as much as I do. How do you think I'll be when you fully come back? I mean, it would be great to hold your hand again, look into your eyes and kiss your lips. Walk into a room and see you there, have the whole room come to a complete stop, making my heart skip few beats, have my stomach move around like it just made its day of all days, have my legs suddenly feel weak and get my sensation and have sensational warmth all throughout my entire body. You are like a drug, and every part of me needs you, possibly a mix of addiction and obsession. But passion and, yes, pleasure at the same time. A touch so pure that the physical and mental emotion matches as one in more possible ways. But am I really ready for you? Staying up at night because you're all that I can think of. I mean, I got responsibility right now, you know? It's like I have these goals and this ambition to fulfill. A part of me that needs to be met.
I mean, it's not like I'm a teenager anymore talking to you. I've become a woman over these past few years with these values, and I have these standards, and I don't know. I guess it's safe to say that others just don't take that to consideration of who I truly am. Or at least, maybe they just aren't ready either. I guess that's not my fault, right? I have these expectations, and I don't think that they're that high, but I just don't know. I guess I'm finding more patience these days. Meaning, I see you all the time, like every day, on the regular. It's pretty ridiculous, actually. Don't get me wrong, it's more like I'm window shopping. But it's not like I'm passing by all these stores. It's more like I walk past this one store every day and I stop and I stare at you through the window on display. And you couldn't look any more beautiful to me. You shine and you seem so happy there. And I admire you for minutes at a time. And I think to myself that, yeah, I really want you back in my life. But it's also like, look at the price tag. Almost like I can't afford you right now. Not in the literal sense, because money could never buy you love, but meaning I'll wait. Just for you, love. When it's time for me to walk into those doors and say, yes, I would like to purchase that item right on display there. In other words, open my heart to you in a truthful manner for a man that will provide what it is that I'm needing or expecting. But anyways, like I was saying, here I am doing what I do best, blabbing on to you. Regardless of whatever it is that I may do from here on out, just know that I still believe in you. I can see that you are in my future because you have been in my present and past. You are still the gift of all gifts that I hope to be blessed with on the highest level of truth, loyalty, respect, and admiration. Well, I guess this is goodbye. Who am I kidding? See you soon. Can't wait, amor. So, P.S. Will you be mine and only mine sometime soon? Yes, no, maybe. And there's a maybe box and a no box and a yes box. But, yeah, basically what I was trying to get at was forgive the urgency, but hurry up and wait. And that's a quote from The Fray. And I love them dearly. Anyways, but that's a different type of music. But anyways, so I guess to fit in with the mood of talking to love, I'll go about talking about ordinary people because John Legend says it's the best. So I hope you guys enjoy what I just read. Sorry it was long, but yeah, I'll be back.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't honeymoon. We're past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. You know I misbehaved. And you made your mistakes. And we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first. And we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Take it slow. Slow. This time we'll take it. Take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. Take it slow.
So yes, that is John Legend, Ordinary People. That's from the live album from Philadelphia, and you can get that at Target. You also know that's where I got mine at. And yeah, I really like that track, Ordinary People. It's a great track. And yes, 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 y'all. Anyways, so I'm Miss Sarah Irene, and I'm here on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. If you guys are just tuning in, my show is called Hip Hop's Love Letter. And oh, I have a caller. Hello?
What's up?
Hey, hi.
Hi, is this Hip Hop's Love Letter?
Yes, this is.
Hi, this is Dennis.
Oh, hey, Dennis, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah, I was just listening to your show, and I heard your whole poetry.
Oh.
That was really dope.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call to ask if there's anyone... I already asked to check your yes box.
Has anyone asked to check my yes box?
Yes.
Actually, no. They have not.
Nope.
They have not checked my yes box yet.
Why not?
Shoot. I have no idea.
I would have thought like people would be like flooding the request line right now.
I mean, I don't.
You know what's up with that?
There's a lot of people that got problems out there because they don't know what's up.
Yeah, they don't know what's up. Well, anyway, since I'm on the line, could I be the lucky guy to check that box?
Go ahead, check my box. You're a fool. Yeah, you can go ahead and check my box. Hello?
How's your show going?
Oh, my show's going really good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm playing a bunch of slow jams.
Oh, yeah, for Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a special Valentine for anybody?
I don't have a special Valentine, but did you read a love letter for tonight?
I read my own, what you heard.
Okay. Oh, what I heard. That was your love letter?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Oh, I do have a love letter I want to send out. Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's actually, I put it up on my Facebook status like a while ago, and a lot of people thought it was like the sweetest thing I've ever written. But it's a dedication that I sent out to my bed.
To your bed?
To my bed.
Okay, go ahead. Explain.
Yeah, so basically it went something like, dear bed, I'm sorry I couldn't hang out with you as much as I like because I work too much. And, you know, my job is from midnight to 5:30 sometimes. And I can't just be with you and lay with you. But I just want you to know that I do love you and I do miss you and I can't wait to see you again.
Oh my gosh, you really just wrote that about your bed?
Yes.
That's kind of cute. I mean, me and my bed, we're like basically unstoppable.
Right. So, I mean, like your bed is probably one of the most intimate things in your life.
Yeah, I mean, so. I sleep on it and I...
And it sucks when you don't get to be with that intimate thing. So I figured that my bed would appreciate reading that little thing.
Wow. Okay. You're a fool.
I am. All right. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. And if you're around campus, you should come through the station because, you know, I'm just here chilling.
Okay.
So, yeah, come.
All right. Right on.
All right. Well, thank you for calling again, Dennis.
Problem.
Oh, when's your show anyways? You have a show, right?
Yes, Wednesday block, for sure, on KSFS is the best block this semester. My show is called My Radio, and it is on 3 to 5 on Wednesdays.
Okay, so definitely check that out, guys. KSFS is on 24 hours a day, if you didn't know. 24 hours, 7 days a week, and yeah, we're always broadcasting something, so you better be listening.
That's right.
All right, Dennis, well, I'll see you soon, or talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, then.
Peace.
Bye. So, yeah, that was Dennis. He decided to tell his little story about his bed. But anyways, I'm going to play this track from Casey and JoJo, All My Life. And, man, if you feel like this about somebody, then I hope you guys get married because this is a great feeling. So, yeah. Hip Hop's Love Letter, 8 to 10.
Baby, 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 baby
So I got a bunch of singers out there on my little chat room. So what's up, everybody? Chatting on my Hip Hop's Love Letter MySpace page, Meebo account. You guys are getting real cracking in there. Anyways, so my girl, hello?
Yes?
Hey, what's up?
What's cracking?
How about you tell everybody who you are so all the listeners out there can know who you are?
What's going on, everyone? It's Sella.
Hey, Sella. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so I just played All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to play this next song because I love this song. But I wanted to ask you a question, if you don't mind me asking.
No, that's good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. And it's, if you had a chance to be romantic enough and give your boy or your boyfriend or your boo a lap dance or like a sexual, intimate, you know, little strip tease, because we're all grown out here, college students and farther up, what song would it be?
Man, I don't even know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I can't even think of one. Well, I do have one in mind now that you ask me.
What song? Oh, hold on. Let me think about it. How about, to help you out, I'll play the song that I would do, and then we'll come back and we'll ask you what song you would do.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys know me well out there, I love this song, and it's kind of ridiculous, and it's called Breaking My Heart, Pretty Brown Eyes by Tony Tone. And just picture me dancing to the song, and there it is right there. So we'll be right back.
Of rejection. If you're with me, you're secure. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me that your time is always taken. I keep seeing you out alone. Listen to love, the heart.
That song is pretty long, so that's a pretty long striptease type of lap dance there, Sarah. But I mean, if you're lucky, shoot, you want to be my boo for a couple years, you might just be lucky enough to have me dance for you for that song. This is so embarrassing. Anyways, Sella, you there? What song would you do if you could dance for your boo?
Nobody by Keith Sweat.
Nobody by Keith Sweat. And guess what is the next song on the playlist?
What?
Nobody by Keith Sweat.
What? Let me call my boo one time.
You gonna tell him you're coming over right now?
Chill. Let me handle it.
I wanna show you, man. Your body till the very last drop. I want you to follow when you want me to stop. And who can love you like me?
Nobody.
Who can sex you like me?
Nobody.
Who can treat you like me, my baby? Nobody, baby.
Nobody.
that was Stella. She called in telling us what song she would dance to for her boo, and that was Nobody by Keith Sweat. But anyways, I'm basically kind of wrapping up the show now of Hip Hop's Love Letter, and I'm just kind of happy how this night went, because it's my first show of my second season of Hip Hop's Love Letter. Changed the whole night up, doing Wednesday nights from 8 to 10. And a bunch of people are chatting with me online on the Meebo account, on my MySpace. And man, getting mad love. People are calling in. And yeah, so I appreciate all the love. And I hope you guys have a great Valentine's Day weekend. Remember, you have friends out there. And you do have people that love you. And I'm just hoping that you guys have a one in a million out there. Because I know I do. And that's hip hop. So, Hip Hop's Love Letter. We'll be back next week, Wednesday night.
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel like chemistry. I won't let no one come and take your place. Cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See, no one else, let me let you do. That's why I don't mind. Spend my life with you.